This is the CPC Podcast, Episode 7, for September 16th, 2018, Busy Work. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. Today on the pod, we welcome back Reverend Bo Lewis. Reverend Lewis is an honorably retired member of the Presbytery of Arkansas. Stick around after the sermon for news and notes from CPC. And with that out of the way, let's turn it over to Reverend Bo Lewis.
And now our New Covenant lesson from the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. There's an old story about a monastery, and in this monastery were monks, of course. And this particular story has to do with a young monk. He hasn't been there very long, and he comes racing up to the Monsignor, his supervisor, if you will, who was working in the garden, and he says, "Monsignor, Monsignor, you'll never guess who's coming up the driveway." The Monsignor says, "Calm down, son. Now, who in the world could it be?" "It's Jesus. He's walking up the front walk. What'll we do?" The older man thinks for a moment and says, "Look busy." You laughed pretty well on that one. This story illustrates the idea that being a good Christian involves being busy. Well, the idea is summed up in the old saying, "Idle hands are the devil's workshop." How many times have you heard that one? Especially when you were goofing off and your mama caught you at that. There was nothing wrong with staying busy, nothing wrong with that, but there's more to the faith than that. Jesus speaks to that in today's lesson. In today's text, we have Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to his death. And he probably knew it. Perhaps he was looking forward to a moment of calm after all the teaching and preaching and walking those dusty roads and those long miles, and must have been hot. He must have looked forward to this respite among friends, this time with friends. Perhaps he could envision a good meal with his disciples and his good friends, Mary and Martha. But from the viewpoint of Mary and Martha, his visit was being perceived in two different ways. Now, Martha saw it as an event to be prepared for. The dining room had to be cleaned and dusted, fresh flowers cut and put in vases. The chickens have to have their necks wrung. Y'all are all old enough to remember that, aren't you? Getting that chicken and wringing the neck. We won't talk about that anymore anyway. Put into the pot, need to get out the good china, polish the silverware, do all the preparations. And you might imagine Martha saying, have we forgotten anything? Mary's perception of Jesus' visit was totally different. This was a visit by her Lord and her friend. It was a time to enjoy a meal with someone that she was close to talk, to listen, to learn. He was a person to enjoy. But as the visit progresses, Martha is doing a slow burn. Martha wearies of serving food, cleaning off tables, emptying ashtrays. She should be getting some help from Mary, who is just enjoying herself entirely too much. Finally, she squeals on Mary by trying to get Jesus to make Mary do right. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? He gently replies, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus is talking to the Martha and the Mary in all of us. To the Martha part, he says for us to focus on what is important in our relationship with God, not the thousand details of our life that we can get lost in. And in these days of electronic communication and Facebook and Twitter and blah, 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 on and on, you can do that. In fact, it's being seen now as a kind of national sickness to be dealt with. You can just have your mind there forever and never come back to reality. He might be saying to Martha, put down your spatula, and listen. He might say, come and sit by me. Martha was about to miss out on what was probably Jesus' last visit to her, her last time to see him, to listen to him, to be in his presence. And she was being diverted by all this stuff she was supposed to do, she felt. To Mary, he might say, Mary, you're the wiser. You hunger for God's kingdom and presence, and it will not be taken from you. You will remember this time together for the rest of your life and beyond. But our culture encourages us to be Marthas as a whole. TV commercials extol the busy exec, the mom who has a career and takes the kids to ballet and yoga and who coaches her kids' softball team. And by the way, her job is she is a brain surgeon. How does she do it all? Anyway, you can imagine. We are assailed by ads that tell us how quickly we can eat or have our, well, it used to be to have our photos processed. Anymore, you process them yourselves pretty much. And in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I have said this in every church I've ever preached this sermon in, I mentioned Little Rock because there was a place, it's the only one I ever ran across, it's a drive-in funeral parlor. Y'all familiar with that? It's on High Street. No, High Street now is MLK in Little Rock. I used to work on High Street. But anyway, it was only a couple of blocks away. You can drive your car up, see your loved one there, do whatever you do, say a prayer or whatever, and then in your air-conditioned car, you can drive away. One writer said, it gives a whole new meaning to the expression, the quick and the dead. Some of you are not familiar with that, but anyway, it's an old expression. You get the point. We are all encouraged to hurry through life. A lot of us do because it's a great place to hide. If we keep busy, maybe we won't hear that still small voice that says there must be more to life than this. Or the one that asks, what am I missing? It's something. Because I can't get rid of this upset feeling inside me. Or perhaps the voice that says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Or the voice that says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes we hide from those words. Sometimes churches can become just another activity or a series of activities, a place to go on Sunday, maybe another organization to support, perhaps a place that holds fond memories for mom and dad and grandpa and grandma, but it doesn't mean that much to me anymore. It's kind of a tribute to the past. It can be looked at that way. Well, how do we follow Mary's example? Well, I just got a few questions here. You know, do you or I, do we have a regular prayer time? That's a way of staying in touch. I know many of you do. Do you keep a journal, which oddly enough is a way of listening to God as you write down in your journal, and I got hooked on this years ago, and I do it every morning. But it's, I find God speaking to me through those words, even the words that I wrote. It's hard to explain, but it's true. You know, do you or I have a friend or a group with whom we can discuss our spiritual life? You know, how do you listen to God? Sometimes being outdoors can do it. But those are just questions. I'm not here to give you what you ought to do. Just wondering how you do it. I think that in today's lesson, Jesus tells us that work is important, of course. That God and people come first, though. There's a time to say, I got to admit this. My wife, years ago, she was a very busy teacher, had three children we were raising. She's a special ed teacher, kept her very busy. She came home one day with this potholder, and it said, to hell with housework. Some of you empathize? Anyway. Well, to heck with being on time. To heck with being neat. There are times to shut up and listen. Shut up and enjoy the Lord's presence. And sometimes it happens in ways we totally would not expect. But He's there trying to reach us. Several years ago, I heard of a story that illustrates this. Charles Evers is a brother of Medgar Evers, who in 1963, he was a black activist in Mississippi, and he was shot down by a high-powered rifle right outside his home in Mississippi. It was a terrible tragedy. But his brother, who never was the most straight-arrow guy, his brother did a little moonshine, you know, gambled a little, this, that, and the other. But when his brother died, he took up his cause. Years later, Charles Evers was due to meet with some very prominent folks and have his picture taken and to be quoted, and there were reporters and minicams and on. You know, it was an event. But he was 45 minutes late for it. Well, this is not good press, 45 minutes late. The reason? His brother's son, his nephew, was going through a crisis. He was a teenager. and he needed to talk to his uncle, who was his functional dad, really. And he needed to talk to him right now. Now, Charles could have told his nephew, geez, hold on for a little while, wait a little while, but he didn't. Charles realized that the priority at that moment was to be with his dead brother's child. That was his mission. I think Jesus would have approved. Charles was being like Mary at that moment, not being distracted by business and attention, but focusing in on where the need was and how he could be there and minister. In our age of super business, the scripture tells us them, gives us Mary to emulate, and we don't have to look busy if Jesus comes up our driveway. We can go and greet him as a friend. We can invite him in for supper and enjoy his company. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for Mary. Mary, we thank you for your wisdom, your love of your Lord. May we all follow your example. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again to Reverend Bo Lewis for filling our pulpit this week. Reverend Timothy Reese will return next week on the pod. He joined us several weeks ago, and we look forward to welcoming him back. Reverend Reeves is the pastor at First Presbyterian Church in Stuttgart, Arkansas. In church news this week, the women of the church will be holding their annual general meeting next Sunday. Follow our social media channels for more information. CPC's youth will be participating in Junior High Youthquake at Ferncliff Camp and Conference Center, September 28th through the 30th. Here's a reminder that we're on all the best social media platforms. Just look for username CentralPresPB. We're also on the web 24/7 at www.centralprespb.com. There you can find old episodes of the podcast, church bulletins, you can sign up for our monthly Central Scene newsletter, and you can find out more detailed information about the goings-on at Central Pres. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please take a minute to subscribe. We are on Apple Podcasts. We're also in the Google Play Store, and we're on the Stitcher app. Also, we'd appreciate it if you left us a review. It helps people find us. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. I hope you have a great week.